Good morning. It is 8:57 a.m. on Thursday, January the 17th, 2022. Trying to get everything stowed here. Get my coat buttoned back up again. Get my gloves on. It's 28 degrees. It is quite nippy. Well, I got fingers, not gloves. It is, it's a lovely morning. It's mostly cloudy. The sun is out, but right in the moment, it's a watery sunlight filtering through a thin layer of cloud. All right, glove on, one glove, two glove. So, I don't know, I'm probably going to get in trouble today. The thing that's on my mind is Science Fiction Writers of America, so far. SFWA, technically Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, soon to be synonymous with the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Association. At any rate, so there was, I lost a lot of Saturday. I lost most of Saturday to CIFRA business. I still have some hanging over, but I can't do much because it's a bank holiday. It's a public announcement, so I guess I can talk about it now. We've changed the membership requirements, or we're trying to change the membership requirements. One of the big sticking points has always been, CIFRA has always said, oh yes, well, we look out for writers because we define professional rates. And the reality is, no, we don't. They don't really. The problem with that is that, well, it's twofold. One, they've always tied professional rate to pennies per word. As a result, there are a lot of writers who could be members if they wanted to be. There are a lot of writers who could be writers, could be members, because it makes certainly enough sales, they make, like I did. They make plenty of sales. They earn plenty of money. The monetary threshold for novelists is quite serious when it comes to traditional publishing, but almost laughable when it comes to self-publishing. But because of the way CIFRA has always characterized professional as 8 cents a word, or 6 cents a word, or 4 cents a word, or whatever it is, up through the years. I think it was 6 cents a word for decades. Well, it's been 8 cents a word for a couple years, maybe. But what that says is that what the author thinks doesn't matter. I consider myself a professional writer. They didn't for a very long time. In 2015, they changed the rules so that I didn't have to publish through one of their required publishers. I didn't need to accept a contract that would beggar me in order to be considered professional, which is really the whole crux, the whole problem with CIFRA to begin with, is that it is really geared for traditional published authors. And including in that are short story writers, who are pretty much the last bastion of traditional publication. Self-publishing novellas is pretty easy. Self-publishing novelettes is a little bit more difficult. Self-publishing stories is pretty straightforward, but finding people who are willing to read them is the problem. Which underscores what I think is the basic problem for short story writers, is that there aren't a lot of people who read them. Which means the number of markets for them has been steadily dwindling since, I don't know how long, at least a century, probably since the 80s. And so we've changed the qualification, we're trying to change, we have to have a membership vote. So what we need to do is decouple pennies per word from earnings and leave the idea of, are you a professional writer, up to the author. Are you a professional? Okay, well, if you've earned $1,000 on your catalog, then and you want to be a professional full, you want to be a full member in Science Fiction Writers of America, full voting member, then, okay, submit an affidavit and tell us you want to be a member. We still reserve the right to keep out problematic people. There are several people who would love to become full voting members so that they could raise hell. We've had several members quit in disgust because of some of the things that SIFFO has done in the last 3 years, which I'm perfectly happy with. Oh, the sidewalks are messy. So, if you made $1,000, you can become a full member. If you made $100, you can become an associate member. If you're writer adjacent, you can be an affiliate member. And that includes freelance editors, freelance artists, the challenge is separating the predatory purveyors from the actual people who are engaged in good faith transactions with authors. And so we had a big membership meeting, our official winter membership meeting, and have put forth the vote to the membership. We'll wait to see how it comes out. I don't know. I have a suspicion it's not going to pass. For too long, SIFWA members have considered SIFWA to be the penny police, and that the market responds to things that SIFWA does. To a certain extent, it's true, but it's ignoring the larger situation, which is the market today is not the market it was in 2000. certainly not the market it was in 1963. Let's see if it was formed. And so I understand short story writers. It's like, oh, you can't take that away, because if you do, then magazines won't pay 8 cents a word anymore. Magazines aren't paying 8 cents a word now. A few of them are, but, you know, will they stop paying 8 cents a word? Maybe. I don't know. Don't sell to them. And that's the problem. Because if you don't sell to them, who do you sell to? Who do you sell to? Would twice as many markets paying 4 cents a word be better for short story writers than half as many paying 8 cents a word? I think so. Because the problem isn't how many pennies a word, it's how many stories you can sell. Come on up on it, get ready, stay with me. Month post. And it's the same logical argument for self-publishing. The cover price doesn't matter as much as how many books you sell. It's not the price on the cover that matters, it's the size of the check at the end of the month. It's not the pennies per word that matter, it's the number of words you're able to sell. And from an organizational standpoint, being able to have early career writers join as associates, which was always the intention, that early career writers, specifically short story writers, were supposed to be associates. And then when they graduated, and you can, I'm not going to make the air quotes, but you can hear them in my voice. When they're graduated to writing novels, then of course you become an active or full member. And therein lies the major problem. And that's that the original CIFWA membership qualifications were set up to keep people out, not to allow people in. Not to help writers, but to protect those people who had the most vested interest in seeing to it that publishing doesn't acknowledge new writers. That may be a bit harsh. So last year we had a meeting and talked about how we would address a whole raft of membership related issues. And the answer we came up with was we really need to decouple pennies per word for our membership qualification. They're doing away with the qualifying membership qualifying market list. There won't be a qualifying market list anymore. There will be a publisher report card that says, you know, it gives information on things that are important to writers that go beyond pennies per word, which I think is a positive step forward. It's going to drive people who have to maintain it crazy, but all right. I have to be very careful here to only talk about things that are available in the public, or at least to members. Board confidentiality is a thing, and I can't talk about stuff that's happening on the board. Although I am allowed to talk about things that have been put to the membership. So we have put this forward to the membership. And we'll see how this works out. I suspect that a lot of the trad people who are used to the idea that CIFWA is the penny police are going to reject the idea. The barriers to entry are definitely lowered in this scheme, where if you earn $100 from your creation, I'm not even saying writers anymore, if you earn $100, you can be an associate member. You qualify to be an associate member if you want to join. If you earn $1,000, you qualify to be a full member. That will open the door to a lot of people who publish regularly and earn a lot of money, but don't have the requisite word counts per unit. Oh, that's the other thing. The old qualifications were one book, 40,000 words or more, or two or more publications of at least 10,000 words total, earning whatever the going rate was. 8 cents a word was the last one. We did not raise the rate for novelists, which I thought was a mistake, because you could still get in for 40,000 words and $3,000, which is not even close to 8 cents a word, but okay, fine. So, I don't know, it's an interesting dilemma. It's like, is CIFWA's purpose to police publishing, or is it to help authors? And for years, policing publishing was helping authors, because there was only publishing. There was only the publisher and the writer, and CIFWA was sort of trying to be the go-between. And now it's not so clear. Now it's not, you know, CIFWA could help a lot of writers make the leap from $100 to $1,000 earnings if they can overcome their other obstacles. A lot of geese moving this morning. I've wasted too much time, too much headspace even thinking about CIFWA this morning, let alone talking about it. Anyway, you can hear the heavy equipment. I'm not exactly sure what the heck they're doing over there, but they're making a lot of noise. They've been doing it for several days. Ever since I saw that water truck over there spraying water on the frozen ground. It's tedious because that noise carries right into my bedroom, which doesn't do anything, doesn't cause me any problems because I'm usually up by 5 or 6. But my wife's a bit of a night owl and she likes to sleep in until 9 or 10. Another big V of geese going over. It's definitely winter. It's definitely winter. Let's see if I managed to shut off the recording when I stuck this in the pocket. No, apparently I didn't. It's still going. Which is a good thing. Because here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.